Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show.
Have you seen all of these images that have been coming from the new James Webb telescope? Just amazing. Changing our perceptions of outer space and what's millions and billions of light years away from us. It's just fantastic. You know, when you think about changing perception, when was the last time that you changed your mind about something?
Hey, it's David, and you're listening to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, your source for practical leadership inspiration, tools, and strategies you can use to achieve transformational results without sacrificing your humanity or your mind in the process.
I remember the first time I changed my mind about something big, and it's something I share in my latest book, Tomorrow Together. These are essays of hope, healing, and humanity, and I just want to share one with you. It's a story of growing up in Southwest Denver, and late in the day as the sun would settle toward the mountains west of the city, I loved to see downtown Denver highlighted in the evening light. My favorite version of this view happened after a summer thunderstorm. The crenellated, steely gray and white skyline glowed with hope against the dark purple clouds that had taken their wrath out on the plains. When I was 12 years old, my friend's mother invited us to volunteer with her at her job. We drove there on a cold December morning. We rode in the back of a pickup truck, lying down flat as we could to stay out of the cold, bitter wind. When we arrived, I sat up, and the world shifted. My skyline, that familiar arrangement of glass and steel, had been put in a cloth bag, shaken, and poured out. This wasn't my downtown. Now we were northeast of the city center, directly opposite of where I'd grown up. The buildings were foreign, strange, and discomforting. Not at all the view that I knew and trusted. But then another thought hit me. There were children who grew up in this neighborhood. These alien buildings that made me uncomfortable were their familiar anchors. Recently, I shared that experience with one of my childhood friends who told me, by the time I was 12, I'd lived with four different orientations of downtown Denver. I never had the same notion that it could be a fixed point. That's a new perspective for me. There's always another perspective. So getting back to outer space, when you think of the constellation Orion, with its starry belt and sword raised in the night sky for thousands of years from here on Earth, it's a random smattering of stars to our neighbors at the other end of the galaxy. So I've relived that moment of shifted perspective hundreds of times as my known world expands. There's always another perspective. And as strange, unsettling, and foreign as it may seem, how important it is to remember that this is the only normal another person has ever known.
The UPS Store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS Store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.